This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, there are more than 2 million people in this country living behind bars, closer to 2.2 million, actually. Many of these people are dealing with some form of mental illness, and corrections officials are required by law to provide for their health care needs. Now, this is a raw way to say this, but that is a market opportunity for pharmaceutical companies, which is the subject of a story in The Atlantic. Max Blau wrote it about how drug makers are doing some very specific marketing to tap into that market, including at conferences about medical care in correctional facilities. Max, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
One of the interesting things that caught my eye way up high in this piece is that this was a conference sponsored by a company, an overseas company that makes one of these long-acting psychiatric drugs, right?
Yeah, it was sponsored by a company called Alkermes. Most people will know Alkermes through another drug of theirs, which is called Vivitrol, which is a popular drug used to treat opioid addiction.
Now, we should say here, and you say this in the piece, that there are doctors and medical professionals involved in the various steps of getting these medications. But in a lot of cases, judges are making the decisions, right? And sheriffs are carrying them out. The pitch is what? What's the benefit, I suppose, of these treatments, specifically the one at this conference about long-term psychiatric care?
There's a high percentage of people who have schizophrenia behind bars that don't take their daily oral medications, that could potentially be unsafe for the patient themselves in terms of them not getting the exact care, as well as potentially for other guards or other people who are also serving time behind bars. Mm-hmm. So in addition to that, there's also, you know, at a time when drug prices are rising and budgets for jails and prisons aren't, or in some cases are shrinking, that having free samples of a drug, which is being offered by some of the companies, is a cost-saving measure as well.
This is a subject not without ethical concerns, right? You've got people behind bars who have been deprived of their liberty, in some cases being given medication on the orders of a judge. Discuss that for me a little bit, would you?
When you talk to people who are medical ethicists or criminal justice advocates, one of the big things that they note with healthcare and jails is that there's the issue of patient autonomy. David Fati at the ACLU handles lawsuits in prisons across the country. One of the things he expressed was this idea that if you are behind bars, one, you don't have the ability to seek a new healthcare provider. And it's truly, as he puts it, a quote unquote captive market. And second, the other issue is one that of patient autonomy, that if you are in a facility where virtually every facet of your life is controlled by someone who has power above you, can you really make a healthcare decision that is chosen for the patient and is in their best intention?
Part of the reason that this medication is so important, and again, specifically for long-term psychiatric patients, is that when they get out and they're on these long-acting anti-schizophrenia medications, they tend not to reoffend, right? There's the greater social benefit here.
Absolutely. One of the major risk factors related to recidivism is whether or not you have continuity of care from the point of being released to getting, you know, through your first few months and getting connected with healthcare providers. So one of the ideas as to why this might work, particularly for people behind bars, is that if you can give someone a 30-day or a 60-day shot that lasts that long on their way out of a correctional facility, that's going to buy them some time to potentially stay on a drug and get connected with the provider that's going to help you get long-term care.
And in theory, stay out of jail, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Max Blau, writing in The Atlantic about psychiatric drugs to the incarcerated population in this country. Max, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.